You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Next up, we hear from a local artist who's choosing to marry herself. Elle Barbara is staging four wedding performances for the Dance and Theater Festival FTA, or Festival Transamérique. Barbara's performance, Autogonegamy, explores gender transition through the rites of marriage. Elle Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I want to know, what made you wake up one morning and say, I want to stage a marriage with myself?
I started working with a dance production company named Densité a few years ago. And we put on the iteration of this one show that I was directing called Ayi Bobo. And our experience was great. And then came the time to think of like another collaboration, and they asked me what I'd like to put on, and I decided to, like, contrary to Ayi Bobo, where I was directing performers, I decided to be sort of like physically more part of this performance, and I felt that marrying myself would be everything, because it sort of like materializes a fantasy that you know, I may have had since I was a kid. I don't know. I haven't gone through psychoanalysis for that, but like, it I guess it stems from, like childhood fantasies, like the childhood fantasy of having a fairy tale wedding is what I'm trying to get to.
Was the fantasy as a child of marrying yourself, or is that sort of how you as an artist have chosen to weave fantasy with a kind of narrative of self-exploration as an artist fully formed? Like, you know, what made you pull the pieces together into this performance that people are going to get to see this week?
Well, I was initially going to get a wedding. I like the idea of having a ceremonial performance, and also a performance where that would sort of like instigate friction between reality and fantasy. So rather than have it set in a theater where there's an implicit understanding between the performers and the audience that we are in a representation of reality, to have it in the space that the ceremony usually occurs in. And I wanted to, I thought of it like a Prince Charming, but honestly, no one measured up. No one that I know could, in my opinion, live up to the dream that I had, that I am setting for myself, which is, you know, to live in, you know, the happily ever after. I felt that I was the only person that could live up to that promise. So that's why I decided to marry myself. So in short, I have not dreamed of marrying myself since I was 4 years old. It's something that I decided as an adult within the context of this project.
It's really interesting to hear you describe it that way, because what, you know, as a listener, what comes through my mind is like a complex of different emotions. I want to hear from you what you feel and what you are trying to get the audience to feel.
I guess the idea of marrying oneself, offering myself a fairy tale wedding, ties into the childhood dream, or sort of maybe not dream, but fantasy of, you know, having a fairy tale wedding and kind of like honoring yourself with that. But then deciding to marry myself ties into the concept of like self-love and like forgiving oneself for having made mistakes, perhaps. To me, I don't know anyone in my life that like lives up to that dream. And so I'm deciding to do that for me. And I find that there's a lot of empowerment and a lot of happiness in that.
And so when people go and see this performance art piece, this dance piece in a church, you know, this marriage to yourself, what can the audience expect from that?
One of my main inspirations for, like in the elaboration of the performances, the Italian film director Fellini, who liked to integrate in some of his films dreamlike vignettes to give like very earthy representations of reality. There's also a Quebec film director named Jean-Claude Lauzon who made a film called Léolo back in the early 90s, and that proved immensely influential on the elaboration and the writing of my piece. And so I think that they can expect fantasy mixed with reality. As I was saying earlier, we're trying to create friction between fantasy and reality, right? So, like, you're under the impression that, like, you're attending a ceremony, like a ceremony, but there's like bits of magic in there involving like eight dancers, and there's some acting and music and musical performances as well. So, I mean, that's
a lot for the audience.
My way to describe it.
All right. Well, El Barbara, thank you so much for coming on CKUD to talk about all that.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You too. That was El Barbara. Her show, Autogynegamy, explores gender transition, self-love, and the artist's journey through a piece of self-marriage on This Week as part of the FTA. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.